I need you to do whatever you do to do your close your eyes, cross your eyes, center within yourself, nice deep breath in. Sink your attention down to your lower dantian or your lower belly, your power station, and relax your eyes. And I want you to imagine a triangle that is like a little ship, but literally a two-dimensional triangle as if you would draw it on a piece of paper. And we are going to learn something that is called the geometry of manifesting, and that's what a lot of this energy is with all the spirit energy that's coming in today that made me fall into trance for 2 hours this afternoon. And what they had me do is they had me take this triangle and place it as if it was a little spaceship right in the center of my heart chakra. Now, this is part of the geometry of manifesting here. And so the first primary geometric shape is a triangle. And when a triangle goes into the next dimension, it pushes into a tetrahedron. So when we do the manifesting statement, you are going to have the words, because I'm going to give those to you. You are going to imagine what those words mean to you. And then you are going to follow me, because I'm going to tap into the universal pulse. And you are going to want to, like, squeeze it from your heart center out through with inside the center of that triangle. And when you do that, it's going to push a tetrahedron straight up and straight down, right in the center of your heart chakra. If we can do it 3 times without your voice coughing or getting into any kind of corruption, you lock that three-dimensional thought form in. Now, the statements that I'm going to give you, I have literally researched for years and years and years. And because you can create thought forms very powerfully, I don't want you to use, with my process, I don't want you to use manifesting statements that I have not personally vetted, because I literally research these. And as a clairvoyant researcher, I can feel into the energies of the consequences of some of these things that you might think you want to manifest. But I have your statements for health, wealth, and relationships. And by the way, after I started after I got that information in 1995, for 10 years I started teaching the manifesting information. After 10 years, I finally said, I am not going to ask you guys what you want to manifest anymore, because your minds are thinking too small. I'm going to tell you what you want to manifest, because we have to get on track for our own life purposes. So I'm going to give you the statements now here today, right now, that we're going to use around, let me feel which one you guys want. Money. Yep, you know, everybody wants the money. So we're going to do my money statement. And that's actually the last one that I learned. And it took me 38 years to find the manifesting one for money. I tried so many, you can't even imagine. So we are going to do one on money that I know for a fact works. All right. And we need higher consciousness people to have money in this world. So this is important for all of us. All right, so you're going to have the sound, and here's the statement for money. I want my own money, 2, 3, 4, now. And on the now, in the center of that triangle in your heart, I want you to just do a pulse. And I want you to just see it go into a tetrahedron that goes up and one that goes down. So let's practice this. So I'm going to tap into your systems right now. So nice deep breath in. Center, go to the center of that heart chakra. Have your little spaceship triangle, so that means the point is forward, and the wings, your little angel wings, are behind. Now I'm feeling into the pulse. All right, so take a deep breath in, and say with me, I want my own money, 2, 3, 4, now, so follow me. Go, I want my own money, 2, 3, 4, now. Pulse it on the now. Again, I want my own money, 2, 3, 4, pulse. Now. Again, I want my own money, 2, 3, 4, pulse. Now. Oh, man, I'm having a hot flash. That was so powerful, that last one. What happens when you do it in three times? It's very important to do it in 3 times, because if we live in a 3D reality, then you want money in a 3D reality, not just in your fantasy or not just in your imagination. You need it in 3D reality. So when you are saying, I want my own money now, the first time gives you your X axis, the second time gives you your Y, and now the third one is always so powerful because it pushes it out in both directions from the center of your heart into your life. And that is the exercise you do. Now, I want to do an additional one on, let's say that you're really, really angry about something and you don't know what to do with that angry energy and it's just eating at you. I'm going to tell you what to do with angry or frustrated energy. If you don't know what to do with it, always keep, I'm always lucky, 2, 3, 4, always. And when I say the always, that means the pulse goes out from your heart chakra. So let's do that one now. So see your little triangle in the center of your heart. Oh, some of you said, I have a big triangle. Okay, I hear you. All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that. Everybody gets big triangles in your hearts, because I was feeling into the people that had big triangles. And it's like, yeah, I need to rock this world. I've got things that I want to do and I need money and power to do it with. All right. So feel into your triangle, breathe your heart chakra. And the statement is, I am always lucky, 2, 3, 4, always. So breathe in and go. I am always lucky, 2, 3, 4, pulse always. Oh, wow, you guys were good on that one. That's your X-axis. Let's do the second one. Breathe it in. Go. I am always lucky, 2, 3, 4, go, always. Whoa, I'm feeling your heart's like, yes, I can resonate to that. Oh, beautiful. Now let's lock it down. You've got to lock it in firmly. And sometimes on the third one, people get lazy. I'm always lucky, always. And they don't use the geometric formula for transformation, which means you have to be in that pulse. So make sure you are locked down in that pulse, in your power, in your physical body, feeling the desire you have to always be lucky and that things always work out for you. So breathe in. We're going to do the third one. And go. I am always lucky. 2, 3, 4. Pulse. Go. Always. That was, I think, the biggest pulse my heart had done so far. So this is an example of some of the information, the new information that is coming to me, on how to use the geometry in order to create our reality. And part of that creating our reality is that once you stabilize your system in your 3D reality, which means taking care of your health, your wealth, and your relationships, then it means that we can start working on getting you into third level consciousness, where we start dealing with some of the injustices in the world. And we can start amplifying the new F word, and the new F word is freedom, freedom, freedom. That is freedom with your finances, freedom to be your most authentic self, freedom to live a life of creativity and music and joyfulness and leaving stress behind. And I will tell you now that my spirit communicators tell me that if we leave the least of us behind, we are all failing. And I also got information today in that two-hour channeling that Earth has failed its testing. Earth has failed its initiation. And as a result of that, enough people started coming in about 150 years ago and cycling through for the last 150 years that are giving us our metaphysical teachings and teachers. And we continue to cycle through. We are at a pivotal time in history. My spirit communicators have channeled through all spring long that we were going to be going through a solar initiation in the summer, which is what we did. And when we finished getting through that solar initiation, which finished about, well, there was a bunch of benchmarks that were along in the summer, but it was in July. Then I started channeling through. We are at the dawn of the golden age. We have done a reset on the Earth grid. And my group And the reason I'm looking for 8,000 people is because my group and 8,000 people are here to shift the earth grid and to rebuild it with the first principle. And the first principle is a will to good. If you are at your highest self, you cannot do anything but a will to good for people. If you have to be told, well, what does the will to good mean? If you have to be told, do no harm, that drops you into your human biological suit, which is 5% power. So many people are working at 5% power. When you have the purity activated within your heart, you work at 95% power, and then you take the power of your body emotions and you add it to it with the direction to help activate what is necessary on earth right now. So some of those things that we have activated is tattooing, energetically tattooing on every political leader and every business leader and leaders to come through all levels of space, time, and dimensions. Win, 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 win on every contract. A will to good on every contract. Up and down the spine, across the tongue, across the eyes, the palms of the hands, and the bottoms of the feet, so they walk on the land and on the earth with in harmony with the land. Because the message that I received, it is time now for the healers, awakened ones, to begin manifesting consciously to heal themselves. So this power is first to heal yourself. The earth, we must heal the earth. The reason that we have failed our testing and we are getting a reset opportunity right now is because we must have respect for the earth. So every contract and every decision must include harmony with the earth. And then we help each other. So as we help ourselves, we're going to have more money to be able to vote with our dollars, to be able to help heal the earth, to help get people elected into our politics all over the world who are wanting to be in harmony with the earth and serve the people.